All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And listen, if you need advice on relationships, on dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here today, okay?
Buckle up. Hold on tight. Here it is, a Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my fiancé won't give me his password. Dear Steve and Shirley, my fiancé and I have been together for 4 years. When we were dating, I would sneak and go through his phone to see his text messages and call logs. He didn't have a password on his phone at the time. One day, I went through his phone and I found exactly what I was looking for. I saw that my man had been texting his child's mom for a month, and the texts to her were sexually explicit. She had sent him multiple pictures of herself, and they called each other baby on the messages. Without saying anything to him, because I knew he would lie, I contacted his child's mom, and she confirmed that they were seeing each other again, but had not had sex yet. I broke up with my boyfriend immediately. A month later, after all of his apologies and sweet gifts, he asked me to marry him. Everything is going great now, except for one thing. My fiancé has recently put a password on his phone. I have asked him for his password numerous times, but he won't give it to me. I have also tried to figure out the password, but with no luck. I know I'm wrong for snooping, but I need that password. He told me to just let it go and trust him. I don't want to marry a cheater. Please advise. Okay. You're not ready. I mean, really, you're already having trust issues with this man. Before you've even walked down the aisle, you do not trust him. That's why you're snooping. That's why you're upset that he got a password on his phone. So how do you think this marriage is going to work? I mean, you'll be constantly thinking about him and his baby mama. What are they doing? Are they sleeping together? And please believe me, they are. Okay. No matter what she said, they're sleeping together. He's got a password.
Not.
Anyway.
No, they're not. She would have told it.
You think the woman would have told it?
Oh, she would have told it.
She said yet, though. All right. You would be asking, you know, has she sent any more pictures, et cetera, et cetera. You just, the trust issues are too great right now. So your choices are marry him and always be wondering, you know, and worried, not having peace, or not marry him and wait until, you know, you can rebuild, or in this case, I think, build some trust in your relationship. Him apologizing and giving you sweet gifts, they're great, but his behavior needs to change. Action should go with those apologies and those gifts. He should have done that before he proposed. Steve?
Well, Shirley, you're reading this letter from the standpoint of a woman who has been hurt. And
okay.
I understand.
Okay.
You are reading this letter in an advisory capacity, one woman to another as her girlfriend.
Guilty as charged.
I'm going to read this letter as somebody totally disconnected from the dude and her. And I'm just going to read the letter. And I'm going to ask questions all the way through the letter. You ready?
Ready.
Subject, my fiance won't give me his password. My question is, you still want to be his fiance? That's the question.
Okay.
My fiance won't give me his password. My question to you is, do you still want to be his fiance? If you want to be his fiance, quit asking for that damn password.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let's go. Dear Steve and Shirley, my fiancé have been together for 4 years. When we were dating, I would sneak and go through his phone to see his text messages and call logs. Here's the question. Why did you do that?
Right.
Old people say if you go looking for trouble, you're going to find it.
She said she found what she was looking
every
for.
Every time.
Now, he didn't have a password on his phone at the time. One day, I went through his phone and found exactly what I was looking for. You was looking for trouble. You found it. Now it's going to be a problem. I saw that my man had been texting his child's mom for a month, and the text to her was sexually explicit.
Uh-oh.
She had sent him several pictures of herself, and they called each other baby on the message without saying anything to him because I knew he would lie. I contacted his child's mom. She confirmed that they were seeing each other again, but had not had sex yet. Mm-hmm. I broke up with my boyfriend immediately. Okay, now, you went in there looking for what you wanted to find. You found exactly what you thought you'd find. Now, you call the girl. She confirmed that they had been talking, but had not had sex yet. You immediately went and broke up with your boyfriend. Okay, cool. Why are we back at this letter? Why is it more to this letter?
Because he proposed.
Now, I'm going to tell you why. Because a month later, after all his apologies and sweet gifts, he asked me to marry him. But didn't you say yes? Did not you say yes? That's why you all have become fiancés. Because you said yes. After all you knew and all you found and all you heard, he asked you to marry him with some sweet gifts and apologies, and you said yes. Mm. Yeah. Well, everything is going great now except for one thing. My fiancé has recently put a password on his phone.
Right, Felicity?
What did you expect him to do? How the hell? You know why he put the password on the phone? Because everything is going great now. Why would he allow it to not to continue to go great? You already go through phones looking for stuff. So now he done put a password on his phone. And you know why he put that password on his phone? Because everything going great now.
We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's go with your part two of your response to today's Strawberry Letters. Subject, my fiancé won't give me his password.
My fiancé won't give me his password. The question I have for you is, do you still want to be his fiancé? If you do, you got to quit asking for this password. Because the last time you went through his phone, you said you found what you was looking for. He was talking to his child baby mama. Him and the baby mama been exchanging pictures, calling each other baby.
Baby?
And they been talking sexually explicit, but the woman, you called her because you knew he was going to lie. Mm. Ain't nobody going to sit there talking about, yeah, I'm calling her. That's a lie anybody will gladly tell. So she said you hadn't had sex, so you broke up immediately. Now, after a bunch of sweet gifts and some apologies and talking nice, he asked you to marry him. You said yes. That's how y'all fiance. Mm. Everything is going great now, except for one thing. My fiance has recently put a password on the phone. Like I said before the break, the reason he put the password on the phone is because everything is going great. And your nose ass ain't going to leave it at that. Now, I have asked him for his password numerous times, but he won't give it to me. Why would he give you this password so you start calling people again? Now you all down on his job. Was Larry at work Friday? See, you see, once you call one person, your fiance got to figure you could call anyway. Who is Bishop Anita? Bishop Anita is in the soul saving business.
Right. Yeah,
and
right.
You should leave it at that.
Yeah, he's Prayer a cheater. Water. He's a cheater.
So now, I have tried to figure out the password, but with no luck. You got a lot of time.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you why you're not going to figure this password out. Because once our password is complicated, once we've been busted. Mm-hmm. Ain't no more birthdays.
No.
Oh, that ain't. You ain't finna get the birthday one. No. You ain't finna get Social Security, but last four.
Nope.
Mm-mm. You know, you ain't finna get, you know, our number changed. When I was out there playing, every day my password changed. Whatever the lottery number was the night before, that was my password.
And you do not have voicemail. Forget that.
Matter of fact, my password is so complicated. I use the VIN number on my damn car.
That's funny,
come on,
Steve.
Boy.
Now, damn near 27
it,
numbers. You got
that's
damn near had a registration in your hand to get in my phone when I was out there working.
Come on, man.
My damn password has actually been the key to the vault at Fort Knox.
Come on, man.
That's how it was right here.
Quit high-fiving him, Tommy.
My password has actually been the birthday of the four chicks I was dating.
Dang.
Come on, hip boy.
What?
That's how hard I covered.
Come on, give me some more.
My password was actually been my social security number minus the Einstein equation times Newton's law of gravity.
Equals MC squared.
MC squared, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you had to know something.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's how you do it.
My last password I had, 2005.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Was the middle of, you know that three-sided ruler you had in school?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
The middle 32 digits on that ruler was
the retractor?
Yeah. And wow. Then I had a password one time that was the circumference of the third watermelon on the first row at the produce section down at Kroger.
Come on, boy.
That's how hard. So you're not going to guess his password. Now, then she says, I know I'm wrong for snooping, but I need that password. No, you don't. Shirley told you right. You need to be in a loving, trusting relationship, but you're not. You need that password for what? Because you know what you're going to find in there? Same thing you
everything
found before.
Uh-huh.
Pictures. Let him have them pictures. Damn.
Whoa. Tommy, what you say?
I know. How did it?
No, I said pictures. Pictures.
Okay.
No, y'all.
Oh, boy.
No,
I ain't
it sounded
crazy
like you said that.
Tommy,
but I know
said
you
did.
I
know, know you did.
I said what?
Why would he say
did you
that?
You just say
now, why would he say that?
Come on.
Why
man
would he say it? Because that's how he talk. Oh, man, why would he say it? Because that sound natural.
I thought it was.
No.
He told me to just let it go and trust him.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to marry a cheater. Mm-hmm. Please advise. Yeah. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. He's telling you right.
Yeah.
Let it go and trust him. And then what you think gonna happen? Listen to me. Or you could just say, hey, look, by next Friday or this Friday.
Okay, this Friday. Uh-huh.
Give me your phone. That'll give him 3-4 days to clean that phone.
Okay, post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. We'll come right back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.